Good evening. This is Circe with another Brat Time story. This is from a speech I wrote for a Toastmasters class years ago. And so it doesn't have a title, but it's about when my husband and I went backpacking, interrailing, through Europe the year that we were 19 years old. In 1980, I was backpacking through Spain and couldn't communicate with anyone. It started over Christmas break. My boyfriend, Bill, now my husband, and I left miserable wet Germany to head out to southern France and Spain. We were both college students in Munich, and any one of you who has ever spent any time in Germany knows that when God promised Noah no more rain for 40 days and 40 nights, he'd obviously forgotten he'd created Germany. Anyway, it was December 31st and we were in some sunny city in Spain. I can't even remember how we got there or where we were. And I was trying to read a map to get us to the train station, which wasn't far from some church. We were trying to get to Lisbon for the New Year's Eve festivities. We were, as the crow flies, roughly 30 miles from Portugal. It should be an easy train ride in. In case you don't know this, every Spanish city has dozens of churches and windy roads and lots of traffic and pigeons and wine shops. Lots of wine shops. Ah, wine shops. We stepped into a wine shop to buy a bottle of, you guessed it, wine. We tried to ask the man for directions. Dove le tren? I tried in a mix of what I thought was Spanish, but I think later on it was a combination of Italian and French, or maybe not. The storekeeper, having taken our money, shrugged his shoulders and went back to his soccer match on TV. We went out into the streets, sipping our wine. There was a lot of traffic. We sat and sipped and sat and sipped and decided finally we needed to ask for directions. There was a bottleneck, and a cab driver sat in the wheel of his car blaring his horn. I tapped on his window and he rolled it down. "Excuse me, where is the cathedral?" I asked. "Eh?" "Cathedral," I asked. "Cathedral," I yelled. He didn't seem to understand me. Bill waved his wine bottle in solidarity. He said, "You know, Santa Maria?" The cab driver made a very rude gesture and sped off, leaving us staggering in the exhaust. We finally made it to the train station, only to find it mostly shut due to the New Year's Eve holiday. An elderly man, shrouded in a cloud of unfiltered cigarette smoke, manned the ticket booth. I started in, charming smile at the ready. "When does the tren leave for Lisboa?" I asked. He ignored me. I should mention that we hadn't showered for weeks, and we had backpacks, and we looked pretty scruffy. And we had been drinking wine for most of the past hour or so. So, I don't blame him for ignoring us. "Parlez-vous français?" I asked. France is, after all, Spain's neighbor. He still ignored us. "Ahem, sprechen Sie Deutsch?" Nothing. "Parliano, Italiano?" Firm. Headshake, no. Frustrated, I reverted to American. "Do you speak English?" "No," he yelled. Bill tried to be the diplomat. "Excuse me, we would like a ticket to Lisbon, Portugal." "No, Lisboa," the man bellowed. He pointed at a train track. "Madrid." "No," I shouted, "Lisboa." "No, Madrid." Through pantomime, he and I communicated that the trains don't go to Lisbon from there. We would have to take a train from wherever we were to Madrid, a long way away, and then transfer back to Lisbon. I wondered if the man was pulling our leg. After all, we were smelly, long-haired teens wearing camel skin coats. We smelled like cigarettes and wine and goodness knows what else. Suddenly, two young people burst through the train station doors and yelled, "Happy New Year, Americans! Let's go to Rhonda!" We'd never heard of Rhonda, but we decided to take the short trip to Rhonda, which is an ancient city perched next to a plummeting gorge. Our new friends regaled us with all the things that we could do in Rhonda. As we got there, however, they abandoned us the minute we disembarked. No worries. After a month of backpacking, we were self-reliant. We checked into a pension. We paid extra for hot water. We showered and got into cleanish clothes. And then we went Tosca hopping. What that is bar hopping. We get a little tiny tapa, a snack, and a shot glass of wine, and everything cost about $1 each at the time. And we just went around for hours with a shot of wine, a little snack, until we had dinner around 11 o'clock at night. We had the most wonderful New Year's Eve that I can remember. Just wandering around the ancient city of Rhonda, meeting wonderful people, eating snacks, going to different bars, and at midnight, the fireworks and the bells, all the church bells in the town were ringing. It was a wonderful way to welcome the new year. So tonight, when you are thinking about things in the middle of the night, think of some of the wonderful places you've been overseas, some of the mishaps you've had trying to get to where you want to go, and the interesting and quirky and wonderful people you've met along the way. After all, they say it's the journey that's important, not the destination. So good night. Sleep tight. And we'll see each other soon.